Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting sixth. The DH, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Scotty Madison. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Brad Wellman. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Librand. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Al Newman. Batting second. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting 7th. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting 8th. The right fielder, Mark Davidson. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Les Straker. And now, play ball. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Stillwell moves to second. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stillwell moves to third. Danny Tartabull batting right. Is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Brett. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Brett steals second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Stillwell scores. Brett moves to third. Tartabull moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. Tartabull moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Mark Portugal now pitching. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Tartabull scores. Seitzer scores. Buckner moves to third. It's 4-0, Royals. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Madison takes first base on ball 4. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wellman hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score. The Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gladden hits a line drive into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Wilson reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a pop-up into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davidson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Royals. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Madison hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wellman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Madison moves to second. It's 6-1, Royals. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-1, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wilson strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Royals. Charlie Lee now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tartabull hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Newman bunts towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Buckner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Madison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madison takes first base on ball 4. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wellman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wellman hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Larkin moves to second. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stillwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Stillwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wilson strikes out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stillwell moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball four. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davidson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davidson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Seitzer strikes out. 1 out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buckner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich now playing center field. Bill Pecoton now playing right field. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden strikes out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Moses now playing center field. Al Newman now playing third base. Steve Lombardozzi now playing second base. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Madison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Madison hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Madison reaches second base with a double. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wellman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wellman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Stillwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden, who is chasing the ball. Stillwell reaches third base with a triple. Madison scores. It's 11-1, Royals. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Eisenreich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lochner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stillwell scores. It's 12-1, Royals. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pecota hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 12, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Balboni now playing first base. Buddy Black now pitching. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Lochner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lochner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lochner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 12, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Nieto now catching. Tim Lochner now playing first base. Carl Best now pitching. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Buckner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 13-1. Royals. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. One out. Scotty Madison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Madison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. Madison strikes out. Two outs. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wellman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wellman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Stillwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davidson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davidson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne strikes out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newman for the out. Davidson moves to second. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0-for-3 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Moses. Eisenreich reaches second base with a double. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pecota strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Davidson. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Eisenreich scores. It's 14-1, Royals. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buckner is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 14, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lombardozzi strikes out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nieto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 14, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.